Well, the resignation of Labor Senator Sam Dastyari over his links to a Chinese businessman is proving an unpredictable element in the final days of the Bennelong by-election, with about one in six voters in the Sydney seat born in China or Hong Kong. And there's speculation the Prime Minister's strong stand on alleged Chinese interference in Australian politics could backfire against Liberal candidate John Alexander. His rival, Labor's Christina Keneally, is accusing the coalition of being anti-China. Well, lawyer Helen Sham Ho was the first Chinese-born parliamentarian in Australia. She's a former Liberal turned independent member of the New South Wales Upper House. Helen Sham Ho, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to the decision by Sam Dastyari to leave the Senate altogether? Do you think that was the right decision given the context?
Yeah, given the context, I think he's done the right thing as a politician.
But your view is what on the broader issue of Chinese influence and so-called interference?
Well, from my perspective, I'm very disappointed about the whole saga, because the relationship between Australia and China has been terrific since 45 years ago, since our diplomatic relations started. And I think it's particularly gone better from, I think, the Howard days. And it got even better when we had a free trade agreement a couple of years back. But now, I think the whole scenario seems to have changed because of this allegation about political interference. And personally, I think it's a disappointment myself.
Do you think that we have misunderstood something, or that we've gotten something wrong about Huang Zhengmo? I mean, you know him personally. Your view is that perhaps some of this rhetoric, some of the discourse is somewhat overblown.
I think so. I think the media report is disappointing too, because from I know Wang Xiaomao, I mean, he can't speak English, really. And I don't think Sam can speak Chinese. So, I mean, Sam, I know of him. He's a nice guy, and Mr. Wang is a nice friend as well. And how can they communicate? There must be some, my question is, there must be somebody, something in between that link them up together. Now, my point of view is people accuse the Chinese government using Wang Xiaomao to sort of buy in Sam's favor. Why would they use non-English speakers to do that? You know, I think it's a bit silly for a big government like China to use non-English speakers to do their dealings. You know what I mean?
What then would be the purpose of the money that exchanged hands? I mean, Mr. Wang paid a debt for Sam Dastyari. There was all sorts of transactions going on.
I think there's a cultural element in it from what I know about Chinese culture. Of course, I've been in Australia for many, many years, over 50 years. Chinese culture like to be friends with people in power position, like politicians. So they use that. I said it before. I said it last year, in fact, that Chinese cultural gesture to be friends with powerful people is by them favors in a sense of money. Because I think donation to political parties are important to politicians. I mean, we all need votes and resources, financial resources.
But so, does that make it appropriate, though?
Well,
even if you're saying this is a cultural thing, ultimately money is being handed over, perhaps with the intention of being friends, but ultimately what's the purpose of that, if not to buy influence?
Well, he can be implicated by that, surely. I'm no doubt about that. This is what it's all about. But there are many other people, not only Chinese community. I think there'll be other ethnic groups who would do that too, because it's the political donation to parties, the political parties, are important to politicians. I mean, it's all legitimate. They're legal. I mean, I got a political donation too in my time. Of course, in those days, the much smaller sums. But the fact is, it's a cultural gesture of friendliness, cultural gesture of more or less, in a sense, it is buying favors, but not necessarily influencing, or as it was put, infiltrating a political system. You know, even be compromising the politician a little, I guess, in that sense. But I think Mr. Wang is quite legal to actually donate to political parties.
But isn't it fair for people to come away from this whole scenario with this interpretation that it was buying influence? Because as we know, Sam Dastyari then took a different position to the federal government and his own party on border delineations in the South China Sea. He told the party's deputy leader not to meet with a pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong. I mean, these are substantive differences.
Sure. I agree with that. I think that was a bit... To me, is quite out. That's why I agree that he should resign, because that it seems to be out of steps to me, you know. But I think Sam, I feel Sam is not doing the right thing by me anyway, in that sense, because it's really silly to even do that. Why would you do that? And I think he is doing the right thing to leave political system, because it has implication on his behaviours. His behaviour is really suspicious.
From your knowledge of and connections with the Chinese voting community or Chinese-born voting community in New South Wales, how do you think all of this will play in the context of the Bennelong by-election?
I think it might affect the voting pattern for the Chinese, because I gather in recent days, just in the last few days, because of how everything play out, I actually think it affect them Liberal more than it affect the Labour, because of what has happened about all this, anti-Chinese sentiment within the political system.
And you think that is how Chinese-born voters in Bennelong will perceive this?
I would guess so. I think they think the government is anti-Chinese at this point of time.
All right, we will have to leave it there. I appreciate your time this morning and providing us with some valuable insights. Helen Chamho, thank you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Helen Chamho, Australia's first Chinese-born parliamentarian.